Hello and welcome. You're listening to the WFC Group's Workforce Management Podcast, a podcast that helps organizations make stronger human capital management decisions and grasp a better understanding of the tools and services available. My name is James Mackay, and I am the Marketing and Sales Coordinator here at the WFC Group. I'll be sitting down with workforce management industry experts to gain their thoughts and ideas on human capital management and the steps that they take to ensure organizations are making the most out of their workforce management platform. So strap in, grab a drink and maybe a notebook, and we hope you enjoy. Thanks for listening. Hello and welcome back to the WFC Group podcast, where today we're going to have Fatima Nash, who is our Director of Program Management here at the WFC Group. How are you doing today, Fatima?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good, good. Okay, so just to give, I think a good place to start here would be kind of your role within the WFC Group organization. I know you as our fearless leader, and I know you work with all of our people who are working on the ground with our clients, the people who, you know, fix all the issues, come up with different solutions. So where do you fit into that role? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Thank you. Right. So I have the unique pleasure of supporting all of our consultants as well as project managers so that they can be well equipped to support all of our customers. And as you know, we have the various verticals that we support our customers on with service. So I have a unique opportunity to support, develop, mentor, and guide our whole workforce management unit.
That's awesome. Awesome. So let's go straight into today's podcast. So our podcast title today is Workforce Management Lingo and What It All Means. I guess we run into issues with our clients more often than not where even though they feel like they want a work or they need a workforce management tool, they're not really sure. You know, it's really easy to for us to be in a position where we start advising people. But a lot of the time, a lot of people don't understand what we're even saying. So today we're going to kind of concentrate on those areas where you can gather a little bit more understanding, whether you're speaking to the WFC Group or you're speaking to another partner of Kronos. You're able to, hold an actual conversation. So let's start with just basic workforce management and how and why a business would need it.
Absolutely. So I'll give you a textbook term, and then we can get down to brass tactics.
Textbook
management is the institutional process that maximizes performance for competency at all levels of an organization.
Okay.
The workforce management provides the common set of performance-based tools to support corporate management, as well as healthcare organizations or manufacturing, distribution, transportation, and whatnot. So we have the unique opportunity to be an extension of a organization's workforce management and how they support their team members to support their product or support their customer. Mm-hmm. That is a little bit, James, on what workforce management is all about.
Yeah, I remember a conversation that we had had briefly in the past, and we were talking about how clients often didn't have a voice. So they go in and they buy or they purchase a workforce management product, but essentially don't really know how to optimize it for for to work best for them.
That's right.
Which is
they don't
what
know
I love
the questions to ask.
Pardon, sorry?
They don't know the questions to ask.
Right. So I feel like if they understand, this language and they're able to kind of gather a little bit more information on what workforce management is before they go and purchase something, it puts them in a far better stance. So let's go along some of the consequences of a lack of understanding of workforce management. Do you have an example of one that we've seen here at the WFC Group?
Absolutely. So when you think about workforce management, some organizations may bundle that into HR payroll. And so the type of work, most work that we do and what we are really skilled at is on the time and labor part of workforce management. We have success on the HR payroll portions. And with the new rollout of Dimensions, we've gotten even more of business and have been very successful, but really on the workforce ready side is where you see the HR payroll modules being used more often. But just talking about workforce central and workforce dimensions, it's important to be able to differentiate between the two needs of HR payroll versus time and labor. And so it's important to understand what you're purchasing. I think that when you are shopping around for after you purchase the software through Kronos, it's important to understand and be thorough in your research on the actual SOW, making sure that you understand what you have signed up for. It's important to understand that while there is going to be a lot of labor intensive time spent on from us as WFC, but also from the customer. Well, so it's important to understand all that goes into deploying a brand new system.
Awesome. Do you have an example of someone who's kind of been underprepared? I you mentioned the SOW and everything else. I wonder how you even get to that situation where there's an SOW in front of you and you don't fully understand, you know, what you're actually looking at. Why does that happen?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So sometimes the stakeholder at the C-level has an initiative to be more productive and more efficient. Mm. And the actual project team that may comprise of payroll team members, IT team members, they may not always understand the mission. They may not always understand what's being asked of them. And so C-level person may say, hey, WFC, please, you know, support my team in rolling out a new implementation for Kronos, maybe a new version or an upgrade or even dimensions and a new product line. And we jump on board both feet first, and we're excited and we are joining the project team and they're surprised of all that the changes that may come about by the new system. Just because the need and the hierarchy is a little bit different at the C level than it is at the project team level at the payroll HR level.
Sure.
It's important for WFC to not only support the vision of the C level team member, right, but also support the payroll team and make sure they understand the division of labor, the hours, make sure that they understand the lingo, make sure they understand the requirements, make sure they understand all that we're asking of them by looking and reviewing and studying that statement of work, because that's kind of our Bible, how we will move forward in the project.
Right. Which brings me back to my next thing, really, is like, I feel like going back to this SOW and people having an SOW in front of them and not understanding what it is, when someone at the C-suite makes that decision that they feel like they need a workforce management tool or a human capital management tool, I feel like that's the right time to bring in a partner, bring in the WFC group to be able to have them fully understand or to be able to look what they're trying to achieve and think about the different modules that are going to help them support or achieve their goals.
Absolutely.
So in terms of bringing us in, how can, I guess it's a pretty obvious question in terms of, you know, when do you bring the WFC group into this? Is it just when you have the idea, or should you have an idea beforehand? You know,
I think it can go both ways, James. I think that you can bring the WFC in at any level. We are prepared and geared to support at the infancy stage or at the toddler stage. It just depends mm-hmm. how fast you want to crawl, run, or walk. So it also, you know, depends on the maturity level of your organization. If you are deploying a new system and you don't have an HR generalist on board, or you don't have a payroll team that is equipped, then that could be challenging. But most times we find that the team members are already in place. They know they need something, they just don't know what it is. And having discovery conversations with us will help bring out those questions and help solution for them. The mm-hmm. thing that we do at WFC, James, is we, and you mentioned this earlier, we're an extension of these organizations. And sometimes it's best just to get the teams talking. So when we think about the different phases within the SOW, we think about the initiation phase and the discovery phases. Those phases are really important. because we're dating, right? We're getting to know each other. We're developing our relationship and working through your business requirements as a customer, understanding your technical requirements, defining those. Then we're going to design based on those requirements. We're going to design those interfaces. We're going to build the application through configuration. And then we're going to test. We're going to spend a lot of time. If you think about the SDLC cycle, it's almost like, you know, your middle school play, right? Where you practice your lines, you get on stage, you do your dress rehearsal, and your dress rehearsal is your test. And then you roll out and deploy, and now you're live. You're in front of your live audience. And so it's important that you prepare. And all of the steps within the SOW is preparing us for the testing, preparing us to go live in front of that massive audience of those end users that you want them to be successful and feel happy about the new solution that the C-level suite team member wants to roll out.
Sure.
It's important, again, to go back to that Bible, to go back to that statement of work and understanding the terms that are used, understanding the different phases, and really making sure that that payroll and the HR team, as well as the IT team, understands the work effort that's going to take, because all these people have other jobs, James. This is not their full project, their full-time project. So it's important that at the beginning, as we're getting to know each other, as we're dating, that we have an understanding of the time commitment, not only from the WFC side, but from the customer as well.
Sure. It's amazing. So I sit on a lot of calls here on this side and listen to our VPs of services. Often speak to people who have implemented a workforce management solution. But then on the other hand, they haven't done the groundwork beforehand to really have to really understand how all of the modules within what they've purchased intertwine to work best for themselves, obviously the optimization side of things. And it's evident that had they just started in the right place in the beginning and bought in everybody at all these different levels to see how this tool could work for everybody and get that sense of cohesion, they would never have been in the position that they, you know, that they were in when they were asking these questions. So I was going to go along the lines of most frequently used terms that are misunderstood with clients, but I don't feel like that's necessary based on the fact that if you do bring in a partner, you can sidetrack that and make sure that you don't misunderstand anything and you can ask questions and you don't feel out of your depth. So I just want to touch upon here, just lastly, what measures the WFC group take from your side to ensure that customers are fully aware of the product they're purchasing?
Yeah, that's a great question. So again, going back to the SOW, you know, that's always the starting line, right? That's our Bible, and that Bible then takes us to our project plan and making sure that we have the right tasks associated with the right team members, both on the WFC side and on our customer side as well. And so it's really important at the beginning, during the initiation phase, that we are going through line by line and going through everything that is purchased. Additionally, we also pull in the statement of work from Kronos, the sales order, to make sure if you purchase clocks that you have those clocks listed. If you purchase licenses, that those licenses are listed so that you have a comparison and it's one unit, even though WFC is supporting the services side and Kronos has sold the software. We want to make sure that both SOWs are aligned. And so we go through that during kickoff. We make sure that what you assumed, what the customer assumed is that's going to be configured is purchased, making sure that the modules line up to their needs. If you think about the healthcare vertical, there are a lot of privacy factors that go into healthcare, as you can imagine. And so having a mobile, being able to log your time, to clock in and clock out via mobile device is sometimes challenging because of firewalls. So we want to make sure that, yes, you were sold mobile, but talk to me about your business requirements. Have your infrastructure set up to ensure that your team, your end user can sign in or clock in or clock out via mobile device. So items like that, James, is important. And we really, really tie in the business requirements to the SOW, both as a service provider as well as a software provider.
That's awesome. I feel like that rounds up, you know, what we do and where we can help really nicely. So Fatima, I'll thank you very, very much for your time today. And I really can't wait to have you on more often. I know that we have a plan over the next, you know, maybe 7 to 8 weeks here where we're going to really deep dive into where we can support, you know, organizations and really be their voice. So, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
And guys, thank you very much for listening to the WFC Group podcast today. We hope you found it both enjoyable and useful. Please reach out to us here at the WFC Group if you are thinking about implementing a new workforce management system, or if you're having any issues with an already implemented workforce management system. We'd love to be a resource to you and help you make stronger human capital management decisions. You can find all of our services provided at www.thewfcgroup.com. Head over to our LinkedIn and our Twitter for all of our additional weekly content. We have blogs, videos, etc. Like, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you can be alerted when we do bring out new content. And any feedback that you have for us here or anything that you do want to know or anything that we can clear up for you, please reach out. You can engage with us on all of our social media, our website. You can have a free consultation with us, and we would love to chat. So again, thank you so much for your time today. And until next time, goodbye.